95.3 Gorilla.
Tuesday vibes, you ready?
Tuesday, I'm fading.
Goodbye, Ruby Tuesday.
Tuesday afternoon.
Tuesday's gone with the wind.
95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
We're talking about sleeping conditions today because millions and millions and millions of Americans admit in a new nationwide survey that they can't go to sleep unless there's a fan on, which is just really weird. Like, I mean, come on, that's odd, huh? That's just really weird. You don't need a fan to sleep. It's more of a psychological thing. It's not a physical thing. Yeah, doctors say that it's probably not a good idea either because fans can stir up dust and debris and, you know, allergens and stuff in the room. And if it's pointed directly at your face, the fan will get stuff in your nose and it can really like exacerbate your allergies and cause breathing issues. Doctors say you probably don't want to do that. So I want to know, what are your like sleeping conditions? What are your sleeping routines? Your ideal sleeping condition requirements? What do you need? It's funny because I don't really need anything. I feel like I could sleep like a rock pretty much anywhere, you know, like other than in a giant crowded public space, like on an airplane or something. I have a little bit of trouble, but I don't need the lights to be off at home. I don't need it to be complete silence. I can just kind of fall asleep. How about you? What do you need to go to sleep? Ben is first. Dude, what you need?
Yeah, I need it to be cool in the room because I can't sleep in a hot room. It's just too uncomfortable.
Totally agree. Yeah, I mean, I can't sleep when it's over like 75 degrees. Got to be cooler than that in the room.
Plus, I need to be kind of quiet. So
yep.
I don't mind ambient noises, but the TV needs to be off.
Oh, okay. All right. So relatively quiet. That's good. But no fan, though. Excellent. I like where we're going with this. No fan is a good idea. Marie on social just commented. She said, I need all of my animals to be quiet. Depends on what kind of pets you have, Marie. That's actually really interesting. How about you, Jasmine? Go.
I need total darkness in order to sleep.
All the lights off. Gotcha.
I don't understand how people sleep in bedrooms without blackout curtains.
Yeah, I've never really had a problem with light. That's never been an issue for me. So other than the lighting, anything else?
It also needs to be cool and the bed needs to be fluffy. So give me those things and I could sleep all day.
Yeah, me too.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Savannah Guthrie posted a new message on Instagram yesterday about her family's ongoing ordeal.
It has been months since our mom was taken from us. Our family is in agony. We are in a nightmare that will not end. Nothing about our situation has changed.
The FBI and sheriff's deputies out in Arizona still have absolutely no idea what happened to her mom, and no arrests have been made. Prince Harry made a royal surprise, interrupting a taping of an Australian food show where Meghan Markle was on the air, apparently. He called in via Zoom.
Hi, my love.
Good
Hi. My husband's here. Hi. I want you to meet the judges.
What's going on? Have I interrupted something new?
Well, we are actually in the middle of tasting all of the dishes. We have four incredible cooks here.
That's kind of wild. I mean, imagine being like, oh, yeah, I'm just, you know, happily, casually married to one of the most famous people in the world. Here he is. Just like, you know, no big thing. Bruce Springsteen made a surprise appearance at Bon Jovi's final show at MSG over the weekend. This was Sunday. Take it in. Yeah, last show for Bon Jovi at MSG. And Seth Rogen gave some advice to a streamer. I hate these people. A streamer who interrupted his film set. Listen to this.
Can I get any advice for anybody trying to make it in LA?
I would say don't with people as they're trying to make their show. That's probably not a good idea.
I mean, it's hard. No, just one question.
Best advice I could give.
One advice, please. One advice. Just one advice. He gave us the advice. No advice?
Be yourself.
Thank you.
Be yourself. Also, get out of my face and put the damn camera away, right? Put the phone down. Ugh. There's your Showbiz Buzz today.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
All right. Let's see if you can figure out who this is. Do you recognize this person?
I walked in the room and there were a lot of very overtly sexy looking ladies that were scantily clad. And I was like, oh, wow. Well, I'll never get this role. And then I went in to do a chemistry read with John Stamos, who I knew from our soap opera days. We were already friends. And the rest is history.
The rest is history. That's Lori Loughlin. Yeah, she was talking about her audition for Full House, which she got because she didn't look like all those other girls. Lori Loughlin turned 62 today. Happy birthday, Lori. Soulja Boy is 36. Remember Crank Dad?
Soulja Boy been here. Oh, why me lean that, why me
walk? Man, time is flying. Superman, Soulja Boy, turning 36 today. It's a big anniversary over at the Mouse Corp. Yes, on today's date back in 1951, Walt Disney's animated musical film, Alice in Wonderland, officially debuted.
Cats and rabbits would reside in fancy little houses and be dressed in shoes and hats and trousers.
I feel like Alice in Wonderland was always one of the less well-known Disney classics, you know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people don't really know it that well. Today is also Miami's birthday.
Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low.
Yeah, Miami officially incorporated as a city on this day, July 28th, 1896. And today is also National Hamburger Day.
Huh?
What?
You know, like, say cheese. It comes with cheese.
Yeah, it's really good.
No, it's not.
That's from Bob's Burgers. Happy Tuesday!